SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. The partial government shutdown is over, but difficult negotiations over Homeland Security funding continue on Capitol Hill.
When Congress approved the five government funding bills, it passed a temporary two-week extension for Homeland Security. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. The two parties have until Friday to reach an agreement. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries warned that Democrats would not support any more stopgap funding without substantial changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he expects an agreement to be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says he's stepping down.
Lewis' resignation comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. Lewis sent an email Saturday to the newspaper's staff. His email says, quote, difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future.
Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's government coalition is almost certain to win a single-party majority, and a big one, in a key parliamentary election being run today in Japan. NHK, the public television station, and other major networks are citing exit polls to say that Takaichi's ruling coalition, led by her Liberal Democratic Party, will probably win well over two-thirds of the 465-seat lower house, the more powerful of the country's two-chamber parliamentary system. A jury has found former Major League Baseball star Yasiel Puig guilty of obstruction of justice and lying to federal officials investigating an illegal gambling operation. The verdict comes after a multi-week trial that featured testimony from Major League Baseball officials. Puig could get as many as 20 years behind bars. This is SRN News. After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture remains to be seen. Some members of GAFCON say they want to take a wait-and-see attitude. Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in 3 decades. The imposing fresco of Heaven and Hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the 3-month cleaning. The Vatican Museums say the scaffolding will partially obstruct the view of the fresco, but people can take a look anyway. Cleaning crews will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster from so many people visiting. Michelangelo painted the famous ceiling, which includes the creation of Adam, between 1508 and 1512. He returned later to paint The Last Judgment. This is SRN News. Syria and Saudi Arabia ink a multi-billion dollar investment agreement.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 8th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including movie composer John Williams. 94 years old is he. Broadcast journalist Ted Koppel turns 86 today. Author John Grisham is 71. Basketball Hall of Famer Alonzo Mourning has 56 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.